This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We hope to be able to talk to the manager for the LA Dodgers, Dave Roberts. We will hear from Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills quarterback as well. The Dodgers beating the Rays 3-1, Corey Seager the MVP. Justin Turner test positive during the game, or at least the results came out during the game, pulled from the game, and watching the game, Joe Buck wasn't aware of what was going on. They were scrambling, trying to find out whether Tom Verducci or Kenny Rosenthal down on the field could find out what happened. Then they found out that his test came back and it was positive. Then they pulled him from the game. That didn't stop him from celebrating after the game with his teammates. But it was a strange, well, it's been a strange season, everything that's gone on. And I do applaud Major League Baseball for pulling this off. I had my doubts. They limped towards the finish line in the regular season. They went 58 consecutive days with no one testing positive. And then you're thinking, if you're the commissioner, we're going to get through this. Somehow we're going to get through this. And then you find out that Justin Turner is tested positive. Then you have to call the Dodgers, and then you have to tell them to take him from the game. And, it, you know, every time you think this can't get any crazier, this season can't get any crazier. A star player, Game 6, World Series, during the World Series, during the game, gets pulled from the game. And we don't know why. But Clayton Kershaw, big moment for him. And he had this to say about finally winning and his legacy.
What do you think this championship and the way you pitched all month is going to mean for your legacy? And what do you think you proved this postseason to everybody?
Yeah, those are all bad questions. I don't care about any of that, man. We won the World Series. I don't care about legacy. I don't care about what happened last year. I don't care about what people think of. I don't care at all, man. We won the World Series. The 2020 Dodgers won the World Series. Like, who cares about all that other stuff? To be a part of that team, all that other stuff is just pointless. It doesn't matter. We won. It's great.
Good for him. Now, that's the response. He's not worried about his legacy. Others are worried about his legacy. He's just going to pitch. Whatever you write, you write. Whatever your opinion is, that's your opinion. Because he can't change that. He pitched well in the World Series, got two wins, and he finally got a World Series title. I just want great players to have those moments where they have an opportunity to be great in the postseason. You don't have to win. You know, it's like Karl Malone and John Stockton. Would I have loved to have seen them won an NBA title? Yes. Or Charles Barkley or Steve Nash. Or I mean, run down the list of players. Not getting there is worse than getting there and maybe not playing great. Like, I want to have a chance to win a title. And Clayton Kershaw's had those opportunities. He just hasn't performed well. But he's leaving those questions about his legacy up to somebody else. Breaking news here. Stephon Gilmore's house is on the market. Stephon Gilmore, the reigning defensive player of the year with the Patriots. And there was some kind of conversation or chatter about him maybe being on the trading block. That's why I bring up that his house is on the market. Yes, McLovin.
Do you think teams would want a Stephon Gilmore? Any other teams out there?
Yeah, I think so. I think McCourty Brothers. But I don't know if the Patriots are buyers or sellers. That's the only thing. I don't know. I think we get this feeling that they're a really bad team. They went from being maybe a really good team or a good team to now they're a really bad team in about 3 weeks. Yes, Paulie.
Dan, I got more on this story. It's a 7-bedroom, 4-bath sprawling estate with over an acre of land.
That's why, remember when Brady put his house up for sale? And then for some reason we still thought, well, he's not leaving the Patriots. He can't leave the Patriots. He put his house up for sale. He didn't disguise that. And then all of a sudden we go, oh, Brady left to go to Tampa. Oh, he really did want to leave New England. Yeah. What was the first hint? He put his house up for sale. Yes, Paul.
Even more on the story. He's got recessed lighting, heated floors, and a 3-car garage.
3-car garage?
3-car. Okay. And that's tough to find up there.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
When you play that position, do you live on the corner or a cul-de-sac? How does that work?
See what you did? Cornerback. McLovin, you get it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Does he always back into the garage when he parks? Trying to help Todd out.
Yeah, I don't know if he did.
I think we're being a little harsh. That was a good one, Todd.
Thanks.
I like nobody believes me. Like,
well, it's sometimes...
Everybody's looking at me like, what?
Sometimes you have a good one because by comparison to your bad ones...
It stands out.
It's a little
something.
Bit better than really what it... It's like Mitchell Trubisky has a good game. What stands out because he usually has bad games. Wow. Therefore, the good game becomes a wow.
If you're constantly failing, all of a sudden a C minus looks like, wow, it's like a 92 or something.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd. All right. Let me see. Josh Allen set to join us, and the Buffalo Bills quarterback. He is joining us on behalf of us. I get my paperwork here. Promoting his cereal, Josh's Jax, with the proceeds benefiting the Children's Hospital in Buffalo. First place in the AFC West. They won Sunday against the Jets. They got the Patriots coming up this weekend. And kind enough to join us with an interesting sweatshirt. What's it say on the front of your sweatshirt there?
This says talentless.
Okay, why?
It's a brand. It's Scott Disick. He's got it's his brand. I like their stuff. It wasn't like a play on anything. I don't know. I like the brand.
Oh, wait. Scott from the Kardashians?
That's right. Yeah.
Have you met him?
No, never. I'm not going to lie to you. I was on Instagram one day and this ad popped up and it was targeted obviously for me. And I thought it was a cool brand. And I bought one sweatshirt and the sweatshirts were so comfortable. I ended up buying like 6 more of them. So I wear them all the time.
But you're not talentless.
No, not at all. I don't think so.
Is that the Buffalo Bills facility you're in, or are you at home?
No, I'm at my house right now. It's my little film.
What's the coolest thing in your house?
I've got my Elvis poster up here.
Ooh, okay.
Big Elvis fan. Coolest thing in my house. I don't have many cool things, if you will. I don't buy a whole lot of things, so that's my most prized possession. I got my Idaho Potato Bowl MVP downstairs too. So,
have you been to Graceland?
I've never actually been to Graceland.
Oh,
so I need to get down there.
You got to do the whole tour, man. If you love Elvis, you go on that tour. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's on the bucket list for sure.
So are you an MVP candidate? How do you react when you hear that?
I mean, I'm just trying to do my job, to be honest, and be the best quarterback, the best teammate that I could be for the Buffalo Bills. If that, like I said, has me thrown for 300 yards and five touchdowns or throwing for 100 yards and zero touchdowns, whatever the case may be, to put us in position to win a football game. That's what I'm for. So I really don't care about any of the other accolades, but being in that contention means our team's winning and we're doing what we're supposed to do. So I'm all for it.
Do you play with a chip on your shoulder?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it goes back to zero recruit or zero offers at high school and one out of junior college. And then just kind of being nitpicked and picked apart by everybody, it seems like, in the media. But I try my best to not really pay attention to all that stuff. And like I said, focus on being the best that I can be. And, I'm a realist and, I acknowledge the flaws in my game and me trying to get better and trying to work on these flaws. And, being self-aware, in my opinion, is one of the greatest traits that you can have, especially as a leader of a football team.
What's your biggest flaw?
I think that, they're early on just being the home run first mentality, putting myself and the ball in harm's way too early and, too often. And I think I've kind of toned back on that. And I've had a lot of help along the way and been able to work on my mechanics, one. But two, also times up with that, with, the knowledge of the game and knowledge of our offense. And, I think in one area this offseason I've gotten really good at is knowing where I'm protected, knowing where my eyes need to go, at the snap, trying to decipher what a defense is doing and then just trying to find the right answer.
Do you avoid the hits enough?
Not enough, no. And I need to, going back to this last game, there's a couple where I probably could have just slid, but something about, putting my body on the line for my team. That
No, Josh.
From too
Josh,
often.
No.
I know.
No. What would your mom say if we lost you? Like, you can't do that. You slide.
I know. And I get the best ability is availability. And I understand that. It just, I've learned. I slid once last game. I slid twice the game before. So I'm definitely keeping a tally of how many times I'm sliding. But, If it's third down, if it's fourth down, I got to put my body in line to go get it. I'm going to go do it.
You were a baseball player. You know how to slide. Come on.
I know. I was more of a pitcher, though.
You still know how to slide.
Too often.
Yeah, you still know how to slide. What's the worst yelling that you've got from Coach McDermott? Like the worst airing out?
I Coach McDermott, he's more kind of a defensive-minded head coach. So he just tries to give me knowledge as far as defensive terminology and scheme goes. Coach Dable was my first year. And we were running just a simple spot concept. It was a flat, a little stick route, and a corner route. And we were in the red zone. And the flat popped free right away. And in our read, it is bottom up. You read it low to high, low to high. And my buddy Austin Pro was running the corner route, and I tried to stick in a back shoulder and didn't work out. And I mean, in my headset immediately, I can hear Coach Dable going off. And I look over to the side, and he is beat red. And I mean, he let me have it for a good 5 minutes, and then all of a sudden he calmed down and he starts thinking about it again. He gets even more angry, but it was just one of those times where like, I knew I was wrong and there's nothing I can say to you that's going to make you feel better except go up the next time and read it bottom up.
You can't turn the volume down in your helmet?
No, unfortunately not. And you got to eat like, those are the situations where you just kind of have to trust your equipment manager and your equipment staff to be like, I hope you guys didn't turn this too loud. Because sometimes it is like kind of painful when he's screaming at you. So that was a long time ago. And, he hasn't had much to scream about in the last couple of years. So that's been good.
He's Josh Allen, the Bills quarterback. What was your welcome to the NFL moment?
I think, I was playing the Chargers. That was my first start. I think just kind of the boat racing that they put on us that game, the blitz, the pressure. Melvin Ingram and Bosa got after me a couple times. I think Derwin James hit me pretty good, but I did shake off one of his tackles. But I think it was that game just being like, this is fast. Because, I was thrown into the mix the week prior right after halftime against Baltimore. And so, like I said, it was just going into my first start. I was so excited for it. And, like, things were just I mean, I heard bullets flying by my head. I was just like, oh my God, like I got to be in tune and ready to go, you know? And it was just kind of eye opening. Then we go up next week and we play Minnesota at Minnesota. We're 20 point underdogs and we come out and we kind of shocked the world there. So that was one of those cool moments.
Does your family still have the farm?
Yeah, they do. And so we're traditionally a row crop. So we do cantaloupe, cotton, and wheat. But me and my dad, actually, we purchased about 100 acres worth of pistachio trees. We're going to start planting these probably in March. So that's something I'm really excited about.
Is it tougher being a farmer or playing quarterback in the NFL?
Farming, for sure. I mean, there's just so many elements that you can't control the weather. And that's like one thing farming needs. You need sunshine, you need a lot of rain, and Central California doesn't seem to get too much of the rain sometimes. So it's very hectic, and it's something, you know, I saw my dad struggle with and be super smart about throughout my years. And he was always my biggest role model with just his work ethic and, you know, what he would do to provide for our family. So, you know, football, you just got to make the right decisions and make the right throws without trying to take too many hits.
Give me the quarterback you think would be the worst farmer.
Ooh. In the league or yeah. On our team?
In the league.
Let's see. I think Herbert would be a pretty good farmer because he's a marine biologist, right? And I think he would kind of get some of that stuff. So I don't know about that. Maybe Nick Foles. I don't know.
He doesn't look like he wants to get his hands dirty or what?
No, I mean, he's just, I don't know. He's just.
Well, wait, how do you think Brady would do? How do you think Brady would do on the farm there, Josh?
I don't know. He's kind of old timey. I think he gets a lot of things. I just, you know what? I take back Nick. You know, he's got a great relationship with God, and you know, the rain would come for. I mean, it'd be raining all sorts of places for him. So
it would rain 40 days and 40 nights, Josh.
Exactly. So I take that back. He'd probably be the best one. Yeah, I don't know. Tom, I don't know.
No, Brady would be farming. He'd have kale.
He'd have kale, and he'd probably have avocados and you know, doing the smart and nutritional plants. And stuff
he would
like
he'd
that.
Be yelling at the cantaloupe, chewing it out.
Yeah, I'm going with Sam. You know, Sam, he's a SoCal kid. He's a beachy guy. I've seen I don't know if he'd survive on the farm.
Sam Darnold wouldn't, yeah. How often do you talk to Sam?
We talk pretty often, probably at least once or twice a week, whether it's personal texts, if it's Instagram, direct messages with our group chats, if it's Call of Duty, you know, sometimes we get online and play video games with each other. So it's pretty often.
I love what you're doing with this cereal. Tell my audience what you're doing and who it's benefiting.
Yeah, so Josh's Jacks, you know, thanks to PLBSE, you know, it's in a sports entertainment group that kind of allowed me to go out and get a cereal. But it's available at Tops and Wegmans, and majority of the, you know, a portion of the proceeds go to Oshai Children's Hospital. And I've been working with Oshai since I first got here 3 years ago. And, you know, I'm able to kind of go in and talk with these kids. And, you know, unfortunately, throughout coronavirus, it's all been virtual. But, you know, it's something special to my heart that this cereal benefits such a good cause, and it can really help, you know, fund this hospital with, you know, necessities that they need, you know, especially in trying times like this. So it's been awesome. And I'm really looking forward to continuing my relationship with Oshai Children's Hospital.
Yeah, the cereal is Josh Jacks, J-A-Q apostrophe S, proceeds benefiting the Children's Hospital in Buffalo. I was just thinking about this with the pistachios. When you go to market, you just call them Josh's Nuts.
Trust me, we've thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Who doesn't want Josh's Nuts? You're speechless.
I don't know. I'd eat them.
You're going to be a mogul. You're going to be a tycoon. Hey, it's great to talk to you. Congrats on your success. Thanks for being a good sport, and good luck.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me on, Dan.
Josh Allen, I think we're on to something.
He didn't just...
Who wouldn't buy Josh's nuts?
Josh Allen's salted nuts.
Yes. Absolutely. Come on. All right, we'll take a break. Seeing your face when I
come on, dude.
Well, he's got pistachios. And what are you gonna name it? Josh's nuts. Seems pretty simple. All right, we'll take a break here. 20 after the hour, and Fritzy's still working on Dave Roberts.
We are.
You are. He might be sleeping.
It's possible. I think they'd be doing some kind of celebrating all night.
And he probably hadn't had too much sleep. I'm going to guess over under maybe 2 hours or so, something like that. And then when do you head back to Los Angeles? Man, I'm curious about the testing. Everybody's going to probably get tested again. Can the Dodgers and Lakers have a victory parade next year? Like, how far in advance do you have to plan something like this? They might have unofficial parades and celebrations.
Kind of lose the moment a little bit. Remember 9 months ago when we won?
Yeah, guys won't even be on the team. All right, take a break. Phone call's coming up 20 after the hour here on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon. We're coming into that time of the year. Be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. This program brought to you by Mercedes-AMG. At Mercedes-AMG, giving 110% isn't just possible, it's mandatory. They squeeze every last drop of performance out of the last coupe, sedan, and roadster, and also SUV. Visit mbusa.com/AMG, Mercedes-AMG. Driving performance. I got a text at 10:10 a.m. this morning. That would be the a.m. part of this morning. And it was an update on Wisconsin football. Their quarterback, Graham Mertz, according to my source, in all likelihood had COVID prior to the game against Illinois, but tested negative, was at all team activities leading up to the game, so it spread throughout the team. A significant number of positives this week. Game with Nebraska growing doubtful, and the Big Ten didn't build byes into their schedule. Multiple reports have the Wisconsin game against Nebraska that is being canceled. Wisconsin football team will pause all team-related activities for at least 7 days due to an elevated number of COVID-19 cases within the Badgers program. Game against Nebraska on Saturday will not be played. And I don't believe they can make up these games. Plus, you're quarantined for 3 weeks, 21 days. Yes, Tom.
What's going through Larry Scott, Pac-12 commissioner's mind, and the Pac-12? They're supposed to get started next week, and you start seeing stuff like this. That's a little scary. They're finally agreeing to play.
Yeah, Paul.
What's going through their mind is probably they should have stuck with the SEC's plan, and that's what the Big Ten should have done weeks, and they would have had wiggle room and built in bye weeks and things like this. If this happens to the SEC, they have room to move things. The Big Ten going in, going out, going in is why they're there now.
So I don't know how many of these players are going to miss the next three games. You're going to miss the Nebraska game. They have Michigan coming up. Who else do they have, McLovin?
I think Indiana coming up. That might be outside of 3 weeks. By the way, sorry if you already said this. The coach has it too. Paul Chryst.
Yeah.
12 players now. So, yeah. I don't know when they play Ohio State. Hold on. Let me
pull look
the
at their schedule.
So next week, Nebraska canceled, hosting Purdue, hosting going to Michigan, going to Northwestern, hosting Minnesota, hosting Indiana.
Well, that's okay. I only care about the next three weeks here.
So, I don't see Ohio State on here. So I guess, because it's Big 12, everyone can't play everyone. So it looks like the real win is 11-14 at Michigan.
Yeah, Paul.
And a lot of people had Wisconsin, a second favorite to get out of the Big Ten if they could somehow beat Ohio State in the Big Ten title game.
There are some people who are reporting the SEC went away from antigen testing because of false positives, but the test also produced false negatives. Looks like it could have happened here. Also, false negatives were reported, the reported route of a Baylor outbreak as well. But there's no room for error here in the Big Ten. You had a finite amount of weeks to get these games in, and then hopefully you're going to be able to qualify for a bowl game or the Final Four. That's what you're hoping for Ohio State here. But now these other schools are going to be impacted. You're playing less games than the SEC and the Big 12 and the ACC just to start out with. But yeah, this is a big deal in Wisconsin. Yeah, Paul.
That's even more, that false negative, like, you can think that you're clean and spread it to people. That's like just not just football, but everywhere. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, but the fact that your star quarterback likely had COVID prior to last week's game, but tested negative, and then he's at all the team activities, and then your other quarterbacks, they test positive as well. Your head coach tests positive as well. This is the kind of situation due to the the protocol here in quarantining. This is 21 days. And you have no bye weeks, and these games are not going to be able to be played. Like, I don't know how many more positives you're going to have. Like, how many would it take before Wisconsin just says, we can't field a football team? I don't know the outbreak. And your head coach. And are these, I don't think these are forfeits. I think they're called no contest. Nobody wins, nobody loses, I think, is maybe the language there with the Big Ten. Yes, McLovin.
But isn't it a rush to get enough games where they can get into the Final Four? Like, what's that number supposed to be? Like, what do you have to get?
Well, I think you're trying to get 8 games. The only way that this would happen for Ohio State, now, if Ohio State plays all 8 games, which might be unlikely now, then that you pass the sight test. That's what my source told me when this first started. Could they play 8 games? And how good do they look in those 8 games? Well, they look good in week 1 against Nebraska. But, you know, style points is what you need. Now, if all of a sudden you're playing 5 games, 6 games, I think you're going to be hard-pressed to try to get a team from the Big Ten into the Final Four. Because I think the SEC and the ACC are probably going to go, wait a minute, we're playing 10 games. You guys are playing 6. Yeah, McLovin.
And I'm looking at Ohio State's schedule. They have some easy games, too. Penn State is a tough one, but then Rutgers, Maryland, Indiana might be tough, Illinois, Michigan State, who looks like they're down, and then the last game being Michigan in Columbus.
Yeah. There's some, a player has tested positive for COVID with the Texans. Their facility has been closed. They didn't mention who the player is, I don't think, but the Texans announced earlier this morning they're closing their team facility. A player tested positive on Tuesday night. Did the Texans play this weekend?
No, they're on a bye week.
Okay, so that at least helps them a little bit. Every time you think, okay, maybe they've got it figured out, they don't. Like, baseball had 58 consecutive days, and then you have a player test positive in Game 6 of the World Series. The Big Ten, great weekend. Now you have this. Like, this could impact Wisconsin's season. I mean, it is impacting it from the standpoint of, are they going to have a season? And how many players are going to test positive? And your head coach has tested positive. Your star quarterback has tested positive. All right. Rob in Florida joins us. Rob, thanks for waiting. I appreciate that. What's on your mind?
All right, DP, 62205. And, I mean, like everybody else, I'm extremely frustrated the snow was taken out. But bottom line is the offense has to produce. And, I mean, Randy Arozarena already did his job. I mean, what, he hit, 10 homers in the postseason? And I'm also curious to watch that next year. Is he going to be a one-month wonder? Or will it carry over and will he become, you know, like a star, a permanent star, in a sense?
Yeah, I was wondering about that, Rob, because I don't know. I mean, he was picked up in January from the Cardinals, and it was one of those where I don't think anybody made a big deal about Randy Arozarena coming over to the Rays. And then all of a sudden you go, all right, he's got – we see guys in the playoffs that aren't necessarily a great regular season player. Mark Lemke with the Braves always comes to mind. He batted like 450 in a World Series. You have guys who come out of nowhere and you go, wow. And then they go back to being normal, but they have that moment. Yes, McLovin.
Remember Cody Ross with the Giants?
Yes.
Got hot?
Yeah. Yeah. You have those moments. Then all of a sudden it magically disappears. As magically as it appears. Yes, McLovin.
When you look at the Rays starting position players, how many of them would realistically be starters for the Dodgers? I feel like a lot of these guys are sort of journeymen who don't, on paper, don't match up to the Dodgers. Not the pitching, but the batter-wise.
That's a lineup that's kind of sparse with consistency. You know, where Arozarena was the only guy that I thought, okay, when he's coming up or he's at the plate, that something can happen. I didn't get that feeling with anybody else.
And what'd you think of this Dodgers lineup?
Well, Dodgers lineup is good. Yeah, they spent a lot of money on it. No, that's a good lineup. There's room for error when you have a lineup like that. Ryan in Honolulu. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Dan.
What's on your mind, Ryan?
First time, long time.
Yep.
59185. Big aloha to Tyler and Chat Row.
Okay.
And I've actually got some mock headlines to rival Fritzy, if that's okay.
Give me your three best, Ryan.
All right, here we go. Pitching at a snail's pace. GM quick to cash out star pitcher.
Okay, solid, solid.
I got to do a Boston accent for this one. Kershaw for sure. Hall of Fame waiting for Clayton.
Okay.
And last one is, this time it's true. The winner is La La Land.
Oh, that's good. All right, Ryan. All right. Nice. That's a shot at Todd right there. Any response?
That third one was pretty good.
Yeah, second
I'm
one.
I'm not going to say it was great.
Second one was Fritzy-esque.
It was. Yeah. That was just play on words.
I thought that was pretty good. That was pretty good. I like that one.
La La Land.
La La Land. La La Land.
No Troy in Mudville.
Mm. Yeah.
It's the only one I thought you kind of liked out of the whole Michael.
All right. I didn't like it that much. A one-timer. Gus in Los Angeles. Hey, Gus, good morning. Congratulations.
Good morning, Mr. DP. Oh, hey, I'm not a walking 215 of Bev Klecko this morning. So, you know, I'm good. I'm good. We're starting off good with that one.
Good.
2 points, if I may. The first point, everybody needs to stop about Trevor Lawrence right now. Good God, I cannot believe I'm talking about this again. I called last year. Everybody was saying, oh, Zion didn't say. Zion. I said, yes, the Danettes have the option to stay at my place when they come out to L.A., but they don't do it, do they? No, they don't. Everyone's got the option. They're never going to take it. Second, if I may. All right. Second,
all right.
It's finally done. 32 years. Yours truly was 3 months old the last time we hoisted it. Now here we are. We are world champs again. And what a crazy like roller coaster. Because game four, I wanted Doc Roberts fired. I was like, I cannot believe you did that. All this and that. This morning, I'm trying to find a wife so I could have Doc Roberts baptize my unborn child. This is the roller coaster of emotions that we as Dodger fans have endured for the last 32 years. It is a glorious morning, sir.
Well,
and I'm
congratulations.
Cloud nine yet again. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Gus. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's worth that wait, you know? You don't want to wait that long, but in, you know, in hindsight, like, I don't know if you say to Cubs fans, boy, was it worth the wait? You probably go, I don't know if I wanted to wait that long. I'm not big on waiting 100 years. The Red Sox, those fans, like, wasn't it worth it? Yeah, Paulie.
It would have been fine winning in 2003 and 2016. It wouldn't have jaded me that much.
Ryan in South Dakota. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Just curious what you think if Trevor Lawrence may be leaving his options open because he wants to see what Dabo Swinney may do. If there's a coaching availability in New York, if they could get a package deal for both of them. Do you think that's an option at all?
Well, I think you got to leave your options open, Ryan. I think it's smart for Trevor Lawrence to say that. You know, he doesn't have to make up his mind now. And depending on who his agent is, who's going to represent him, and is it, you know, a package deal? I just don't see Dabo Swinney going into the NFL. And the only information I've gotten is that a source told me he is, you know, he's not going to be that play-calling guy. He's a great recruiter. Dabo is a great recruiter. That's what he does as well, if not better than anybody. Well, in the NFL, you're not necessarily recruiting. And if Dabo has a problem with the reporters being negative after the win against Syracuse, where he wants some positive questions, don't go to the NFL and don't go to New York. That's for sure. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Dan. What's going on? Gus in L.A. made me pull the pipes out on you.
All right.
Okay. I'm just kidding. Listen, hey, congratulations to all the Dodgers and Lakers fans. I just hope that the Rams or the Chargers do not win the Super Bowl because I need help on how to handle insufferable L.A. fans. I mean, it gets to the point now that I got a call at 4:30 in the morning, and you're telling me about how awesome your team is. They bragging about it. It's like, we got more titles than anybody. We are the Bubble City champions. It's like, dude, you got four NBA teams, three Major League Baseball teams, six NFL teams. You better win something. But all in all, I'm not a hater. Congratulations, L.A.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. By the way, Mookie Betts, the only African-American player in the World Series. Dave Roberts, the second African-American manager to win a World Series. I think Cito Gaston was the first to do that. I love watching Mookie. I do. He's just one of my favorite players. And to see him do all those different things, on just, you know, put all, his all-around talents on display. I know we love Mike Trout. I would love for Mike Trout to be in a situation like this. Because you want people talking about baseball. It's hard to get people talking about baseball. And I know the reason why people are talking about baseball today is the manager for the Rays pulls his pitcher and everybody had a reaction to it. And then Justin Turner testing positive for COVID. It's not the ideal situation to be talking baseball, but at least we're talking baseball. And there's so many great things to talk about. I just worry as the game, you know, as we advance with advanced metrics, like what is the game going to look like in 5 years from now? And is it going to be something that is relatable, that people will find it enjoyable? Because you can't tell me what the Rays did this year was enjoyable from the aesthetics of watching a game. It was successful, but is that what we're watching? Hey, we want to see success, or do we want to see style as well? Yeah, Paulie.
I was thinking, how'd you like to be Jock Peterson of the Dodgers?
He was traded to the Angels.
Traded to the Angels. He'd be watching it right now. And that got kiboshed. That was, I think, back in February.
Yeah.
And he's a vital member of the team now. He really had a resurgence.
We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. We'll close up shop. What we learned on the program, final results of the poll question as well. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. This day in sports history, final results, poll question, last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We'll try to squeeze all of that in. Let me get to Jesse in Los Angeles. Hey, Jess, good morning. Congratulations.
Hey, DP, thanks. Good morning, sir, and thanks for squeezing me in. Man, I love Jeff in Detroit. He's right. We are insufferable. But congrats to Kirsch and the Dodgers and the faithful fans. You know, it's the first time I've experienced winning in my lifetime as a fan in the city. And I don't know if it's shades of a hangover coming or pure elation, but it's a great feeling. And I do have a question for you.
All right.
My question, when Rob Manfred was presenting, you mentioned how loud the boos were. You would have thought it was Roger Goodell or Gary Bettman presenting, but were they pumping in artificial crowd boos? Because it was so loud.
I thought that, Jesse, and thanks for the phone call. It sounded too loud to just be the crowd that was there. Because I don't know if they're using last year's booing and they decided to pump that in, but the commissioner was clearly shaken. Although, I think what happened is he had what's called an IFB in his ear. So that you can hear from the director of the broadcast, if they're going to say, and let's go down to the commissioner can hear that cue, and then he can make the announcement of, you know, I'm going to give the World Series trophy to the Dodgers. If you get feedback in your ear and you're trying to talk and you hear yourself, that can be really disconcerting for somebody who's never been on TV and had one of those in your ear. I don't know if that was the case. He was clearly shaken by what was happening in that moment and the boos, because he stopped. And then you had some people who started applauding. And then I think he said, you know, thanks. Yeah, McLevin.
The Philadelphia Eagles had boos piped into their telecast of they were booing Carson Wentz after he threw an interception at a home game. But apparently the players didn't hear it in that case.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Randy Arozarena, his agent has spoken with a production company about a movie centered on the postseason star's journey from Cuba to Mexico to the United States. John Morosi had that report last night. I know the ending. He homers, but they lose. Yes, Todd?
And they may be going with close, but no cigar.
Cuban cigar.
There you go. Workable.
I know.
It's not the official title. I'm just throwing that out there as a suggestion.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
Todd took it all, so I'm going to go with 1923. Fats Henry was credited with a 94-yard punt in the NFL, the longest punt of all time. Was his real name Fats? Anyone want a piece of it? Fats Henry. He played for the New York Giants, the Canton Bulldogs, and the Pottsville Maroons.
Wait, how long was the punt?
94 yards.
Okay. Fats. I'm going to say no, Fats is not.
I believe that was his birth name.
It was not. His parents were not mean. Wilbur Francis Fats Henry, 5'11", 245. That wouldn't play these days if like a punter was a little husky.
5'11"?
245.
245.
Because Wilbur, Charlotte's Web.
Yeah. It'd be like Sebastian Janikowski.
And nobody called him
Fats Janikowski.
No.
Yes, McLevin.
But Fat Lever was not fat, right? The basketball player.
PH.
Yeah, but he was Lafayette.
Oh,
Lever.
That's where he got fat
from. So he got fat from Lafayette. Yes, Paul.
Fats Henry was a good player. First team All-Pro 4 times. 2-time All-American in college. Yeah, good player, Fats Henry.
Final results of the poll question, McLevin.
Do you trust your gut or analytics? 87%. Got it.
I like how McLovin is the face of analytics on this show.
If you actually saw what they were doing in analytics, I would have not the slightest idea.
But you went to an Ivy League school.
Yeah, I went to Dartmouth, by the way. If you look at these front offices, it's Harvard, Yale. Like, I can't even get into this crowd.
Nobody in Stanford is doing this?
Yeah, Stanford too, probably. But that's right there with Harvard, Yale. Yeah.
So all the Dartmouth guys are at the Fed, aren't they?
Yeah. What's his name? Paulson, Dartmouth guy. The owner of, and his son owns that MLS team, the Portland Timbers, that we were graciously at. Remember we went to that game? He was there, Grant Paulson. But you win a title. Theo Epstein, title. Jeff Luhnow, title. All these guys. Chaim Bloom's going to win a title with the Red Sox.
Trash watch. Canalytics. Astros trash canalytics.
Andrew Friedman, the Dodgers GM, is one of the great analytics minds, and he won.
I know that it works. It's not good TV. It's not entertainment.
But I don't understand how analytics made the Rays boring. Like, what was it about?
They don't get on base. They don't even try to get on base.
They try to hit homers?
Yes, they try to hit home runs, and they have 15 pitchers that they can use every game. That's not exciting.
It was the Dodgers who used the pitchers. You know, they were the ones who went. Also, they are great fielders. The Rays are amazing in the field.
Wow. So that's what we're going to...
Isn't that old school baseball? Is that you like Ozzie Smith and the Cardinals?
You would think you're supposed to be decent on defense. By the way, the Dodgers pretty good at defense. Did you see Mookie Betts?
Bellinger got to jump on everything.
Bellinger,
too.
Very good out there. These are things that players used to do all the time, McLovin. Like, they took pride in putting the ball in play. They didn't strike out. They still hit home runs. They were also five-tool players, or at least they wanted to be. You and your Ivy League buddies have ruined the game of baseball, McLovin.
Get out of here. Home runs save baseball. Home runs, we wouldn't even... First of all, do you think baseball would be a vibrant sport for young people? No, it has nothing to do with analytics.
Todd, what'd you learn today?
The future of baseball may have starting pitchers in name only, just relievers on the mound starting games.
McLovin.
Josh Allen, not a fan of sliding.
Seton O'Connor.
You're retiring on Josh's nuts.
Paulie?
McLovin and his Ivy League buddies.
Yep, they ruined it. November 6th and 7th, world's best thoroughbreds compete in 14 races at the Breeders' Cup World Championship. Learn more at breederscup.com/2020. Catch all the action on NBC Sports. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, all-around support. Talk to you tomorrow.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.